Yo, you know it, you love it. This is season 9 finale. You know,
big booty holes.
We had a good question asked in like episode 8, so you know, we decided to use it for our season finale. But we're gonna jump straight into the hot topic. You know, it should be just straight up slide gone. You know, we can jump into our little, you know, segment with the word.
No rubber.
Hey.
Wow.
Why? The glove don't fit. You know what I mean?
All offense, no defense.
Running in it like OJ.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Slice and dice.
This is what our finale going to be. All right.
I got a hot topic, too, though, if you don't save, I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
No, you first. You got to, like, a couple of them. Just make sure everyone says something.
All right. They have cast Toby Huss as the new voice of Dale Gribble on the King of the Hill reboot. Well, they're kind of revamping it. They brought it back on Hulu. They added new
what y'all think about it?
Oh, go ahead.
What y'all think about it?
I mean, I used to watch it, but that was a long time ago. I probably won't watch this. No.
I might check out an episode or two. But you know, as far as them casting somebody, it doesn't really bother me. I didn't watch it. I wasn't like a fan, but I did enjoy the show.
Chris, I mean, they cast him because the original dude passed away. Like he was in one of our hot topics. Long time ago.
I'm saying like.
Yeah. No, I was just saying that's the only reason why they recast him. That's the only reason why they had to recast him. They had to.
The original Hank passed away.
No, he said Dale.
Oh, okay.
This part is though.
I was like, I ain't hear about that.
Live too.
I just hope he don't like, you know, that old Dale. He had like
the old Dale was a beaker.
No. Not you about
hey, he's sad about that shit, boy. RIP to Dale, man.
Nah, I was about to burp. Remember talking about that Dale when he.
That boy choked up by Dale, boy.
Oh, Lord.
John Redcorn.
But I feel like I hope it don't change the, you know, character too much. Because that old voice actor, he gave him life. You know?
Yeah.
Conspiracies and all that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the show. So I hope that he is able to, like you said, breathe that life into the character. Because Dale definitely was a grade one weirdo, and he did a good job of portraying that. And I hope that he does a good job.
Yeah. Knives Out 3 is coming to Netflix on December 12th.
Straight to Netflix.
I mean the other one,
straight to
Last Onion was.
Oh, both of them was?
Last night he went straight to Netflix. I mean, you could have seen it in things, but he went straight to Netflix. But it was good. Oh, baby. Janelle Monáe now.
I mean, it was
sleep. Don't sleep. Don't sleep now.
She going to be in the next one?
Why would she be in the next one?
I don't care then. Who's in the next one?
Take that nigga microphone. take his microphone.
Kick him
today.
Out.
But
he good with the mic.
Hopefully it's
I'm not good with no mic.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Hopefully it's the third installment is good as the other two.
Hopefully.
Like, you never know. It might be straight to DVD type of movie.
Right.
I don't know.
It might be, I don't know.
I mean, you see how they did some movies. They went, like, they did that one movie went straight to Netflix. They even go to theaters, straight to Netflix. It wasn't happening, though. It wasn't theaters for like a week, straight to Netflix. I was like, dang.
This out of theaters because they ain't making us no money.
Okay, Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, and Kirk Franklin, and Snoop Dogg to receive BET Ultimate Icon Award in the 2025 BET Awards.
Okay. We got
a good lineup.
I love
Mariah Carey and Kirk Franklin.
Jamie Foxx probably gonna have everybody crying. Yeah. If y'all saw his last stand-up, I'm sure he gonna bring some of that stuff up. He probably gonna have everybody crying. Might even break out in a song or two. Well, I think they said all of them performing. So I think he's gonna sing regardless.
Okay.
Yay.
So that's gonna be good. I like that.
If you tuned into the Tomb Doom on Netflix, they dropped the new Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore 2 trailer. Squid Games, final season. And they revealed what Chopper looking like and who's voicing him. So
I seen the little thing with Chopper hiding.
And they finally released that Stranger Things trailer and a new trailer for
I know they looking old. I know the original Wednesday. Cast
is old. Oh wow, Wednesday's got another season coming out?
Yeah. The jungle fire. But that's all my hot topics. I ain't gonna hurt
you. To all the wrestling fans, MJF. Yeah, No. It was about Happy Gilmore. Maxwell Jacob Freeman is gonna from AEW is gonna be in Happy Gilmore, getting his acting chops. But now that you mention it, R-Truth, also known as Ron Killings, did get released from the WWE today, to everybody's surprise. Not quite sure because WWE sometimes they'll release, but you still be a part of the company in some way. Not quite sure how they're gonna go about it. Yeah, but if it's just a whole he ain't gonna be there no more, I think I'm done for real. I ain't, and I'm not capping.
Yeah, he carried a lot. Like, he's great.
R-Truth is a Charlotte native, so he's always been one of my favorites. And I also have the 24/7 championship. That's the belt I have. I'm a big fan of him. I'm wondering if it's something that he personally wanted to do, or is it for like health reasons, or. You know, because obviously he's not a young guy. I've seen him make that joke, like, how am I your childhood hero? And you're old as shit. Maybe I don't know if it's something that he wants to do or what, but I'm curious to hear more information about it.
Right.
Because my moment like that when they released the talent was Dolph Ziggler.
I like Dolph Ziggler. They did him dirty. They did him dirty.
He was an absolute beast, and they did him dirty.
He never get like a
loyal to the company.
I swear to you, bro. I swear to you. They did.
Extremely underrated. Like, he had everything he needed to be the next guy, and they just never pulled the trigger.
Especially his era with, like, AJ and Big E. Bro. They could have did more.
What was yours, too?
Well, I had something else, but I guess that was wrong. Well, with Gumball coming back, how y'all feel it would change the Y'all watching it?
I'll watch it.
I think it's funny. It's not going to be on HBO Max, so.
Yeah. So it's like.
You know, like the adventures of.
The meme is going to be crazy.
Yeah. With on a new studio platform, it's like. It's going to be. It's going to be different.
I think it's going to be different, too. I hope it's not like a cash grab.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers use Gumball to make some money.
Right.
And actually, it's a good.
Go ahead.
I was gonna ask if other than like what's changing as far as the staff, do you know?
I think most of that the same, probably, other than them moving to HBO, probably. That's it, really.
Well, I hope it'll still be as good as it was, because it was a very entertaining show when it was on Cartoon.
I see they got them like portrayed as older now too. You hear in the voice. Because when you watch the trailer, they got a trailer out on Hulu. You watch like everything covered in dust, and then like it's a genius. I ain't gonna lie, the way they do it, it's kind of genius.
It's so we got YN Gumball now.
That's the album. And Darwin without anything, just about, you know what I'm saying? That's
somebody might get shot. Lord, Swiss cheese. But hopefully it's not like season 4 Boondocks.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it don't go that route. But I guess only time will tell.
Time to bring that back for those people that's always listening to us, you know, taking ideas. I think it's just, you know, it's time to bring the Boondocks back. You know,
Correct. They got so much material now. Like,
yeah, they got a lot. We got a lot to work with.
Yeah, they do.
For at least two seasons.
Yeah,
just I wonder maybe if they bring him back, what are they going to do about Granddad? Because
he's an aunt, he's a sister, like they were saying, yeah, man.
He's a
yeah, that's the only way.
Moving yeah, with the sister. Oh, girl, the aunt. What's her name? Dang, I can't hear her voice and I can see her face, but I don't know her name right now. She got Afro.
She was on Blackish. She played Bo's mom on Blackish. Is it Winfield?
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
Jennifer Lewis.
There she is. Jennifer Lewis is the one. Absolutely. But yes.
Well, yeah, she could. That would work too. I was thinking someone else, but that works.
Who are you thinking about?
I'd have to find it. I can't traverse it right now.
But that was it. Food, you said you was wrong about something.
Yeah.
What was you wrong about? I'm
kind of
curious.
No, I'm not telling you what I was wrong about.
Was that one of my hot topics?
No.
Dang.
Oh. I mean, I was making sure we don't have the same one. Like, if I was like, earlier I wanted to say something. I said, I just hope you won't say it before I did. That's all. not but yeah, I fat checked something.
Oh, okay. Well,
do y'all feel like Boondocks will work as like them as adults? Because I low-key don't want to see them as kids without Granddad.
I mean, I wouldn't say adults, but put them in like teenagers.
Yeah, I want them at least as teenagers. I don't want them as
teenagers.
Yeah, it's too soon to be for them to be like adult. Like, that's a heck of a time skip.
Yeah, teenagers. But they still kind of kiddish, but they matured a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be still a little rough just because of, I don't know, like there was a, it might not be as, it's a chance it might not be as funny. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like certain episodes where it was like.
Oh, yeah, definitely with the way the comedy is now, it's a chance that it won't be as funny. I do agree with that.
For example, the chocolate bar episode.
The whole Booty Warrior episode. They don't have that in there.
He's free now.
He is free. They can do a free episode, but. He's gonna be more of a consensual warrior if they try and make another character like that.
I don't know.
Well, I low key feel like he already was because he said he could do it the easy way or the hard way. I mean, the choice is yours. So he kind of already. He said already.
So I mean, don't have to that. I don't want to.
He said he even get down and lay down. It's your the choice is yours. You know, so well, I'm gonna put that on the shirt. I'm a consensual warrior.
That's yo, crazy.
I'm not standing beside you.
I'm Christian. What's your size? I'm bad for you. I got you, bro. Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas.
I don't need no help.
I'm gonna buy it for you.
But yeah, it's about execution. Boondocks ain't.
He said he's gonna buy it for you.
He just said you was gonna wear it.
He said he's gonna buy it for you.
You ain't buying nothing
for
me.
As you say, you're going to buy it for you.
Anyways, the word of the day.
Hold on. No, that's not how we do that. It ain't how we do that. We ain't been doing it like that now. All right. That's crazy. All right. What's the word, Blurred?
The word is fugacious.
Fugacious. All right.
Talk to him.
Just a formal word that describes something that lasts only a short time. So, you know what I'm saying? If you three pump chump, you know, that event was fugacious.
Yes, crazy.
Oh, okay.
Very good one.
And, hey, you can't get out of mediocre all the time. You got to put on a shirt.
That's right.
Lights, camera, action.
I would also like to welcome back our Cosmic Ranger. You know, he ain't welcome back or nothing.
Hey, don't even throw him. Oh, you get him.
How y'all doing?
We good.
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah,
it's good to have you back.
I did have it on the last episode, so I want to have it on the next episode. So only smoke, I got one shirt, but
hey, I've been thinking the same thing. I'm like, no, this last time.
Well, nah, they got me like that last time. It was one episode. I swear I got the same thing. Oh, I said they can think I don't watch.
Hey, it's been a week. We record these.
Yeah. They be like, oh, they must have did these the same day.
Backed up a little bit. But how y'all doing, everybody? Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, bro. It's a pleasure, man.
Yeah, that was easily one of my favorite episodes. So I'm glad you're back, bro.
Man, Coco Jones.
Yes, sir. Coco Jones. Oh God, but go. I ain't gonna hold you though. I seen Adrian not too long ago because she was singing on something on YouTube, and I was like, okay, I see it now.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm still choosing Coco. But I get it. I get it.
Two brackets, so it's all good. It's all good. But hey, stay tuned because we might have another one that's like, you know, we're gonna have the best of the best, and it's gonna be hard. Pause.
He said,
"Oh yeah."
Mm.
All you
gonna
say, we gonna be, you know what I'm saying?
You
ain't really
had.
I mean, are you? You in your own room? Because he got the 7-Eleven
crackhead.
He's
crazy.
Crackhead.
You need to open up a window.
I said, as long as he didn't say it, so y'all just heard the fact that I said something about niggas being hard in the chat. And y'all
I remember y'all having a whole argument about that.
See?
Why would I be soft? Something like that. Won't it like that? Yeah. Well, you know, we ain't even gonna bring it up. We ain't even gonna bring it up.
That's crazy work.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. Look, all right, you know. Go ahead and ask that question, that most important question, you know. You don't have to raise your hand, you don't have to go speak how you feel. Where do we draw the line in believing stereotypes? That nigga believe anything. All
right. And you know, even earlier today in the episode, use a stereotype. I said Gumball was going to be a YN, and you guys thought he was going to Swiss cheese someone.
Yep, yep. Let me know,
that's what a YN does, ain't it?
That's all I know them to do.
Hey, they might be bagging groceries. You never know. Some of them got jobs.
No.
That's not fitting the classification of a YN, and that's just a young brother.
Yep.
Yeah, see, where do we draw the line?
Trying to make it.
Exactly. Some YN might be trying to make it. And then, but they turn into the other YN when somebody crossed their path wrong. So, hey, you never know.
I mean, would you say actions then? Like, actions speak louder than words.
Hey, that's true. Hey,
that's true. This
conversation is for.
That's very true.
And it'd be hard to not, like, do this, but, like, profiling is really easy to do. So maybe it's more so, like,
oh, shit, that's every day.
Profiling somebody.
Yeah. Especially when you're new to an area,
yeah,
you typically do your research and, in a way, even sometimes base things off stereotypes of how your interactions are going to be in stores or with people. Like if you go to New York, you expect nobody to say hello to you, and it's just you walk straight in a straight line and you know, stuff like that. So definitely, if you're new to an area, you're really susceptible to those stereotypes. And
he's a terrorist. Rob him.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's how it be. That's what they be saying.
Yeah, kind of in New York, or not New York. I know when I was in New Jersey, most people, as long as you be about your business or whatever, most people don't care. I mean, police do kind of do that stereotype though. Like they will follow black people and all that though. But most time, just good be about your business.
So would you say, like, because some people are raised like this, some people don't, like, watch your surroundings, but, like, I think sometimes with our upbringing, like, it has us prejudge people because it's like, okay, you got to watch out for these certain type of people. So we prejudge people anyway when you get in those situations.
Yeah.
I was thinking that same thing because I was about to say based on experiences, too.
Yeah.
Like you said, whether it be from yourself or, you know, how you talk. It makes it rough because it's like it always, especially if it's happened to multiple people in your family.
Yeah.
Things. And then it you have to like kind of let down your defenses to kind of fight, just check, you know, to allow to see if like that stereotype is true. You know what I'm saying? To give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Depending on the stereotype, of course. But,
yeah.
And then I feel like, at least with us, like, we'll go out of our way sometimes to fight a certain stereotype. Like, I know there's been times, like, I've been around a certain group of people, and I won't order fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want red water.
I don't eat that.
Or, you know, I don't only eat that. You know what I'm saying? That's probably my mindset in that case.
Like, well, I love it. Watch him order the fried chicken.
I love it when they get the flavor wrong, and then it's like, you're around the right group of black people, because you're like, in unison, you're like, hell no, they don't even know the flavor. That's the wrong flavor. You don't even like that. Bruh, I love moments like that, bruh, because they be like, what? No, who said y'all like that? Nah, y'all said it.
Something that I feel like I've seen a lot is people chasing the stereotypes to feel like if they didn't experience these things or something, like they're missing out on the culture and stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to play basketball, so now I'm trying to play basketball. Or spades is another one. If I don't know how to play spades, and so I feel like I got to know how to do it. Or like
that part getting taken.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
that's just stupid, really.
It depends because like sometimes. Because that is our culture, you know. Basketball, football is a popular sport amongst our culture. You know, sometimes baseball. And so, like, if you've been in areas where you're not really around people that look like you, then you're going to be looking for your culture, especially if your parents aren't really, like, pushing it necessarily. And they're not pushing you to play spades or, you know, really do things that are normally done amongst or known to be done amongst us. So you're gonna be like, okay, like when you get that first chance to play spades, of course you're probably gonna get laughed at, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna let you play because don't nobody teach anybody how to play spades, you know.
Nah.
Unless you just gotta have a good friend. But it's just, I think it's more so like them trying to see what their culture is.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I purposely don't play spades because I'm afraid of the reaction that I might get if you reneged, or you know, like, and it get real intense, and I just be like, see, I ain't built like that, bro. And that probably is a stereotype because everybody might not act like that, but that's all I ever seen. So I just step away and be like, I'm gonna enjoy the show. Y'all got it. Because I've known people, I've heard stories, people have died over spades.
Ace of money's involved. But from the outside looking in, you don't know that they're playing there. Everybody might have put $5 in or $20 in. But yeah, once you start playing with people's money, people going just type
of way. But that's why you know your partner.
Yep.
You know your partner likes to bet or not. If they say, hey, we need a fourth, and you know you don't know how to play spades, or you know you ain't got it all there.
I know it's kind of sad though. Like, I know you said we're chasing the culture and all that, but there are some people who say, like, you was living in a suburban area or whatever. Now you're trying to, like, all right, so then you hang with your friend who's, I wouldn't say live in the hood, but live in an area where a lot of the culture is at.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to fit in and all that, but at the same time, you quite can't get it right because it's new to you. And then say, like people kind of don't want you there because you're like, nah, he ain't from around here. Like, nah, you know, like they kind of pushing you out. Like, nah, this is our little area. So it's like, there are times where people will like reject you because you're different, you know? You're from a old suburban area or quota, you know? So it's like, that's kind of sad too, though.
Or you just
even like if you're from a small town or something and maybe all that stuff isn't really in the town. So as much as you get of the culture is what's in your town and what your parents or people around you have.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, now the internet, but before then, when we were growing up, it was really what we had access to and stuff around. So it's like, yeah, maybe you didn't hear about Lil Wayne and stuff like that because the radio station wasn't really playing that or you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you listen to, say, country and pop and all that while like everybody else listen to rap and R&B and all that. So it's like, it's just too different.
Yeah, in different areas and stuff too.
So ain't no connection could be made really.
All right. Where do we draw the line? I think you have to draw the line. It's like it's two things. It's a line that you can have to draw in your head, but it's also a line that you have to draw with action, in my opinion. Because it's like it's a lot of stuff that you're going to hear, and maybe a lot of stuff that maybe you haven't encountered yet. But as far as how you still want to maneuver with things, like you can't still completely move in ignorance, you know, like there still has to be some sort of at least general human or decorum you have about interactions you do with people. So it's like, you know, expect the unexpected, but like that, expect the unexpected. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still be
expecting. I agree with it.
Don't just instill it upon something is the only thing that you can get, you know?
Yeah, don't be
going. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It goes back, like you were saying earlier, about actions, like back to the YN conversation. I don't want to assume a YN is going to do anything until I start hearing certain stuff like, I sprayed this whole motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because really and truly, that's a protecting thing. Like, once I see two young niggas start arguing, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Whether something going to happen or not, I'm not going to sit there and find out.
Right.
You know, so I feel like you were saying, it, you know, expect the unexpected, but I also don't have to go into there expecting, like, I don't have to start treating them like any type of way just because I assume something's going to happen, because that can be the reason why something happened, because they'd be like, why you approaching me like that? You know what I'm saying? So be aware, but like you said, don't be ignorant.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think society the problem.
that's obvious. That too. Like, do you feel like we handle stereotypes correctly? Like, I know we make jokes.
White people don't.
Okay.
I'm about saying what way, but then he said that.
I can't even direct that. Let's talk about it.
I think Black people historically have learned to adapt around stereotypes and function in society. It's kind of like how you say you have to change your voice when you're on the phone with the customer and things like that.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
Phone switching.
But I think we've gotten really good with adapting to what people, or maybe things we do that people maybe even negative stereotypes, to not portray that, as well as even still evolving past them or making light of them and joking them, but understanding them. Because it's like, you may see a lot of like Black, for instance, the Black Lady Sketch Show.
Yeah,
it's got some funny stereotype jokes on there, but it's also still having the understanding to be able to laugh about it and culturally say, hey, y'all, this is something that we do. You know, we might do this, it's funny, but you know, we laugh about it and we keep it moving. But as far as just in general, I don't know. I think it's different across generations as to how they be feeling about stereotypes and
okay.
What to do about
it. Evolving.
Well, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it goes back to like how they be saying. Because he said white people. Because you know, there's a lot of them that say I don't see color, but like it's crazy how I'm about to explain this in a way and I'm a simplifier, because there's people that I have met, and like I'm quick to be one of those people who's like, oh dang, I think he was Black Panther. But it's like people I have met, and I see them as a person, and I'm not saying like I agree with them not seeing as color. I'm giving a better example. It's like I see that person like who they are until you show me otherwise. Right. So I guess that's a better example of how they would say, how you would say, oh, I don't see color, like. You're seeing somebody as a human being first, and then they show you their true colors, then oh yeah, you seen color all over the place. Like you're showing your true colors, that's who you are. Like that's who you always was. But I didn't come to seem like, and I think I always view like that. I wouldn't say I don't see color like them, but like I always seen people as people who they were. Like it's some people, of course you click more
with more black people than anything. But it's people I have met, and okay, like they're not like the usual people I've seen compared to this stereotype. So yeah, I feel like we just see people as people in a way until they show you otherwise. That's who they show their true colors.
Right. Judge them as individuals.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Based on their actions.
I'm sorry, I was rambling. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it made sense.
Yeah. He's yapping.
Definitely.
So, like, because I got two questions.
All right.
As far as the stereotyping portion, I know I can just tell you about this one instance, like, and I know for most part it's just a vibe. Like, certain people might can make a joke and it might be funny, you know what I'm saying, depending on who it is. I feel like it's a case by case basis on who makes the stereotypical joke. But I wish there was some way we could define, like, how we go about who can make the joke and who can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people, and for me, it's a vibe.
Like Wodrowski?
Yeah, similar to like Wodrowski. I had an incident overseas when I was in Kuwait. We was in the tent. I mean, about four of the guys, you know, just chilling. Who was off duty. We weren't doing much. And a guy comes up to us and he automatically just starts talking to us about Lil Wayne. Just off rip out of nowhere. Yeah, I listen to Lil Wayne, you know, back in there, he started naming songs and everything.
Yeah.
And we're all just looking at him. Like, we're quiet. We're not saying a single word. We just And me, just because of who I am, I'm going to look around at everybody else. I'm not going to just stay looking at him. I'm going to just look around to see what everybody else is. Everybody else not breaking eye contact with him. And so I know that was a very uncomfortable situation because he was talking for a good second. And it's like he couldn't read the room enough to see that, hey, like, we ain't on that. Like, we get you like Lil Wayne, but we're not talking about Lil Wayne right now.
Yeah.
Like,
that's all.
I was like, why would you assume I was a Lil Wayne fan? You know,
right. And then in that situation, you can't even say, like, to be funny, oh, I don't know who that is, because then he going to be looking at you like you not really black. So that's it's like a lose-lose situation.
I'm like, yeah. I don't listen to him. I'll say it with the straightest face. I don't listen to him. I know I've been lying. I'd be lying. So
right.
Just to see what they say?
Yeah, just to see what they say.
I'm sorry.
I will never talk to you again.
Man,
like, be honest, like right now, or especially in that moment, I didn't listen to Lil Wayne. No, I don't listen to him.
Yeah, he won my favorite.
Yeah,
was he a great rapper? Yeah,
absolutely. He was the best.
Oh, you know, it'll pop on and out.
Well, I was listening to Kanye.
But that reminds me of
the Ferrari
from work. That reminds me of the time at work. Right, are you a sentence?
Oh, he said he'd be listening to Kanye, and I had to clear up. Like, you're not listening to him.
Yeah, anymore. Like in 2008. Okay. Because, you know, that's when Wayne was like the pinnacle of rap. Like, but right. I was listening to Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so.
Okay.
Just to clear that up, we're talking about 2008 Kanye.
Yeah, 2008. I used to love the old Kanye, you know.
Right.
You know who this nigga is now. That ain't a clone.
But now, what you were talking about reminded me of time at work. Because, like, there's white people that do that. Like, they'll bring up something black, like, in familiarity to, like, try to start a conversation with you to not make things awkward. But they end up making things awkward anyway. Because this lady, I was the assistant manager, and she was, like, one of our, like, upper people above the manager that would come and check on the store and stuff. So I guess she was like the area or regional manager of all the other stores. So she would come in, like I never would really talk to her because we didn't really have nothing to talk about. And it was just weird. Like I could tell she was weird. So it was like each time, so she would like bring up like black movies or black type of conversations to me. Like, she was like, yeah, you seen that new Black Panther? And I mean, the Black Panther Wakanda Forever came out like months ago. And I was like, I said, really? I'm not. I was like, really, motherfucker? Like, hey, come on.
If you're going to do that,
yeah, like,
I feel like you got to bring up some obscure. Came out that you, like, we wouldn't expect you to have heard about.
Yeah,
like, I actually had a report of Guide to Human Resources last year.
Oh, dang.
I was in the break room.
Oh, he got real.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm honestly wondering what made this guy think that he would ever come out of his mouth and say this to someone. And when he said it, I said, wait a minute. You've said this to more than at least 10 to 15 people.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the break room, and these workers, they had a potluck. So the guy, he bought a Polish dish, and my my great-great-grandmother actually moved from Poland to America to escape World War II, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, wow, a Polish dish. You know, my family's Polish. I'm kind of curious about it. Okay. So it's like, oh, wow, really, man? You know, so that was a connection. Boom. Moment he felt comfortable. Mm. He says, you know what? I think if I were alive back in the day, I would have been helping you guys. I said, I looked around, you know, because I'm looking for Ryan Seacrest or whatever his name is. I'm like, helping you guys, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, my family, they were Quakers. And, you know, I feel like I would have helped you guys, like, you know, escape from slavery. And I said, oh, really, man? At this point, I pull my phone out. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me just start recording because I can't believe I'm the only person hearing this right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I'm a pastor. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I really feel like, you know, God cares about everyone and so on and so forth. And I just feel like my family back in the day, they cared. And I think I would have been caring and I would have done my best to help you guys. And I try and minister and help a lot of people, Black, white, whatever. But, you know, I feel like I would have been helping you guys. And I said, yeah, I'm going to HR on you, bro. I don't know how many other people you don't felt comfortable enough to say that to.
Yeah,
and at once,
but it's just hesitation.
Why would you feel like that was a conversation that the start to have with someone?
Yeah, I would help y'all.
Yeah. Like he might have had like, and I don't know. I don't know how he delivered it because you know I can't. You know, tone is everything. But like I know sometimes because I've met a lot of weird people. When I tell you the military has the weirdest people, they got the weirdest people in the military. And I mean that.
That's some weirdos.
Not in a disrespectful way, but in a descriptive way. Like we got some weird people. But I feel like sometimes, like you said, they do get too comfortable too quick. You know what I'm saying? We don't have an established rapport. You know what I'm saying? That is a sensitive topic, but you could have meant it. Some people are cut and dry like that. Like he could have meant it exactly how he said it. Like, hey, if I was alive back then, I probably really would have helped out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you grew up around a certain race and you hear something about a certain race, right? Or about a people. Like we grew up, let's just talk about let's bring up 9/11. After those towers went down, for a lot of time there was hate against Muslim people.
Yeah.
So if you had never met a Muslim,
I went to school post 9/11. I definitely got you got a bomb in your book bag. All that stuff. Yeah.
That's why the airports changed now.
Had never had direct interaction, I guess, or open minded interaction with a Muslim throughout a good amount of time. You would probably just automatically, oh, that's the enemy. And so he could have had a series of positive interactions and then had like an epiphany. And if you're somebody who just speak what's on your mind, they gonna look at you crazy. Like, it's like, you know what?
Rattle.
I don't think you have a bomb in your book bag.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Like, off rip? Like, I don't know you, dog. You just came up to me and say that.
And see, and that's when stereotypes and stuff get dangerous. Because we start associating the entire community with fanatics.
Yeah.
Like 10 people did something. Now a million of them got to be the same way.
Right.
And that's when it becomes a problem.
Right. But So we got to blame that on media then.
Absolutely. America has painted this narrative like it's a comic book. We the hero in every story. Yeah. And we just fall in line like that's okay, because who doesn't want to be the hero? Even though, truthfully be told, a lot of the shit that went down was because of America.
Yeah.
But when you in control of media, you can make anything look how you want it to look. And here we are all these years later, still living that mindset like we're the hero and everybody else is wrong.
What's also crazy is like, you know, like how black people names can be crazy sometimes, but I hate when people come up to me at my job and they see my, I ain't gonna lie, when I work, I flip my name badge around. Like, you don't even see my name. I had so many people try to play my name and everything. I said, get out of my face. Because they be asking so many questions about my name. I'm like, man, listen. Like,
what kind of questions they be asking?
It just be some crazy questions, like, are you from around here? Or, like, some crazy, like, off-the-wall type questions, bro. And you know who it be.
Where are you?
You know. Like,
are you from the land, huh?
I had a lot of white.
That's what it sound like to me.
I visited Africa before, you know.
Are you from here? I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like,
yeah, some of my friends did some mission work out there in Africa.
Like, why don't you talk about well-being? That's it.
That's how they do. Also affect the job market, because, you know, with our names, sometimes you got, like, a black name, they could tell, and, like, they're like, they might throw it out or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, your name is unprofessional.
So it's like...
Or something that...
Heck,
like, I was watching that show forever. And the guy, Justin, on the show, is talking to a girl named Keisha. And then his mom's like, a black girl named Keisha? Because he goes to a white school.
Yeah.
And he's like, have you ever met a white girl named Keisha?
Yeah.
I've never met a white girl named Keisha, but, you know, like you said, the names, it can definitely, you know. Yeah.
I guarantee if her name Keisha, though, you know what she looked like.
She's about that. She's about it.
She is.
Hey. Okay. He fine as hell.
He got some hoops.
I'm talking about earrings. White Keisha. Eating it up.
Oh, white Keisha. She got a bunch of tattoos and some.
Yeah.
Nose and some Jordans on.
She's been in a couple fights.
And that's another thing, too.
That baby fat jacket.
Looking like Lotto.
Hairstyles. Hairstyles.
Actually.
You see, that's scaring the baby. Stop talking about that.
Well, yeah, like after after 9/11, it was like, and I am Muslim, so a lot of people would start to realize, oh, you don't celebrate Christmas, you don't eat chitlins, you don't eat this, so on and so forth. Man, you're not black.
You don't go to church.
You're not black. You never sing in the choir. You're not black. All these different things, like, dang, all these stereotypes. And I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm not black? Like, I have some of the blackest family I know. Like.
Yeah.
Just, so on and so forth, but just because my household didn't do that stuff, my grandmother definitely used to play gospel music and tell me a bunch of all this stuff, you know, but even still, my grandmother didn't eat pork and stuff like that because, you know, she was older, high blood pressure and stuff, so, you know, it's like a lot of people, when they do find out you are of a certain thing, you know, start to turn and go, hold up, are you even qualified to be here, dude?
I love that. Yeah. I love that one so much.
I know I don't eat pork. They be doing me like that.
Yeah.
I love that question so much. I was sitting there, let that demo. I'm like, are you even qualified to even be here at all? Period. Then if you want to ask me that question, like, once you talk about well being, oh no. I'm about to say, you and I already had a fast start off. You attack my well being like that? I would have cut you off right then and there. I'm just like, yeah, we're done talking.
Like, get out of my face.
I will say, like, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, like, I feel like getting your black card revoked now is kind of like more of a joke. I feel like it was more serious a few years back. You know what I'm saying? Where people were like looking at you because you was different. When it comes to this,
some people take it to the extent too.
Some people see it.
That's more like a label slash entitlement kind of thing, if you ask me. I mean, this, you, when you think about it, though, when you say, like, you know, you don't eat pork or you don't play dominoes or bones, whatever, like I said, space out that way, I think that's like, yeah, I mean that's how I'm labeling it as. Like, it feels like a label. So, I mean, yeah. I really don't see how people can just label you on like that mic, ain't you?
We don't want to keep moving in here.
Somebody move around.
Mm. I'm over here sitting as still as possible. I'm barely breathing. Like, it's not me.
I'm dead.
I've been dying.
No, never mind. Y'all got it.
Wrap it up, man. Wrap it up.
Hey, code switching. Is it good or bad?
Hey, you took right out my mind. Because I was about to ask, is do white people code switch the same way we do? Like, yeah. Do you feel like...
They bet not.
I actually feel like they do too, honestly. Especially if it's like, I feel like if it's just one black person, they won't. But I feel like if it's more than one, they're gonna do something a little bit.
It's just not as clean as ours. You know what I'm saying? It's not as refined as ours. Like, we're gonna look at them like, you don't got to do that.
Literally,
I have a homeboy and he's white, and when he hangs out with me, usually he got on some Nikes. When he hangs out with his white boys, he usually got on some cowboy shoes.
Yeah, see,
wow, really?
Y'all don't know.
Switching one on one,
dang, right?
Hey, there's a lot of content creators that code switch to like to try to blame games and the popularity of black are like the fans and all that, too.
Game,
that's weird.
TikToks doing dances they don't normally do, stealing dances, basically, that's the new norm.
Like, it's like
saying words that they don't know.
They gain like millions of dollars, and like, oh no, you know, this wasn't my dance; it was there.
I don't mention
NBA finals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. What you about to say?
I was about to say, I don't see, like, as far as it, I feel like it depends on how you use your code switcher, because if you look at it from one aspect, it's just like kind of speaking another language. You can go in for a job interview.
I feel like
that's more professionalism, like survival. Like, yeah. I ain't got no choice. With white people, I feel like they just trying to fit in.
Well, I said it depends on how you're using it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
I think, okay.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you. But I just feel like for us, it's more for survival.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, making them feel comfortable in a way is probably where it stems from.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
You gotta make them feel comfortable, though.
Because literally, this is the thing. There's a video. Like, it's probably still out there. They were trying to figure out which person among you is not black. So, you know, they got rid of the gay dude. They got rid of more of the people down the line that didn't sound black, it was a white dude that grew up around, like, he was adopted by a black family and stuff. They felt like he sounded more black, you know, and they kept him in the little lineup, and, you know, but if you guess right, you end up winning money. Like, everybody win money, you know. They didn't win any money, the person that was the poser, whatever you want to say. Won the money, but yeah, that's, it's like, and it was, he grew up in Los Angeles, so it's like, it's still like stuff like that. You can't tell who black or not because you're blindfolded and stuff. Like,
yeah, you said that was Jubilee, right?
I mean, if he was raised by black people and he's talking like black people and he's blindfolded, you can't really see. Was he raised from like 8, 9, 10? You know,
I don't know if we call it a baby or not, but you can kind of tell, like, you can kind of tell, like, how black people are talking now. Like, you can tell that if he was white and raised, I could tell, like, I knew. Because I've been around people like that before, and I'm like,
it's the odd one, this the odd one out right here. You could tell. But it's like they would get rid of the people based off of stereotypes. Because like how we would say, oh, this person isn't black because of this. And they were ruling people out because of that. But they let the person that was actually not black stay in because they sounded more black to them than anything. Like, I thought that was weird. Because how is a gay black person not black? Like, that's...
Today is true.
That is true.
That's weird.
But I feel like, well, that's a whole another topic. I don't know if I want to find trying to change the topic. We talk about that.
Hey, they get stereotyped too.
Yeah, because you know a lot of the gay culture is based off of like gay black. And I'm gonna just leave it.
Yeah, and people be code switching to talk like them and stuff too to make money on the content creators. It's literally Asian dude. I don't know if he do it no more. Yeah, it was this whole aesthetic, but it was black aesthetic. He's making money. People was like, you know, there's a white dude that does it too. Like, people praise them. But like, when it's come down to like, because I swear people up and down, they hate black women. But like, when somebody else is doing like something stereotypical to like, something stereotypical to like portray black women in any type of way, they praise them for it. But when it's like, actually a black woman doing it or something in some type of way.
She's angry or she's ratchet.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. I hate
that's weird.
I hate the double standard.
I hate when they say that about black women, but then when a white woman do it, oh, it's like not a big deal.
Like, oh yeah.
Like she need help or some therapy or whatever. Like, huh? Like, yeah. Nah, that's crazy.
I feel like code switching's okay, but code switching shouldn't erase your identity. Because it's like, okay, if you're hanging out with your girlfriend, you know, you're going to be saying stuff like when you're speaking with your girlfriend. But when you hang out with your homeboys, it's completely, you know.
You're right.
Not every code switch is going to be the, all right, I can't be myself anymore. But yeah. It's also like a society should have some sort of, you know, understanding of, yeah, you know, even if, and I'm going to give an Indian person because Indian people get a lot of slack about it. But it's like, oh, yeah, you know, why can't you speak? Where are you from? And stuff like that. It's a lot of Indian people who are from the United States and just have Indian accents because their family's doing stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, but it's just like you shouldn't have to lose who you are to be in society. So it's like code switching is good. But like if you have to go from sounding like how you sound to, hello, my name is Sarah.
Yeah.
And, like a lot of in Africa. Like their names are like Mary and Susan and stuff like that because they code switch or they've not code switch, but what is it? Trying to appease them and make them feel comfortable. They don't even want to name their children their own names that have meaning to them because they don't think they're going to get jobs or stuff like that and not be accepted in society. So I think that's just like, you know, you shouldn't be defined by things, but it's like, it's okay to code switch, but don't lose who you are if you do.
I agree. Yeah, code switching shouldn't change your personality. It should just, like, if you're doing it, I feel like it should only change maybe your speech pattern.
Yeah, you shouldn't code switch, and we was boys before you code switch, but now you hang out.
Yeah.
Right. Don't switch up now. Don't switch up.
So. Wow. Oh yeah, and something else, Christian, you said earlier, who gets to, who can make the joke and who can't? That is one of the most grayest lines, muddiest things ever. Because at the end of the day, it's so many people in the world that it's really hard for me to expect someone to not do it. You know, and also it's like the country we live in, freedom of speech. So it's like, who can't make the joke? Well, legally, I can't tell you that you can't make this joke. So that's what kind of makes this hard. But it's just like, does everyone have an understanding of respect of other people and stuff like that?
Right.
So it's like, we definitely have like our list of people who can make the joke or people who can go to the cookout and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, man, am I really going to expect for the people in Alaska to take my cookout rules or all these other places, you know? So it's like, man, it's really hard to establish who can make the joke. I personally feel like if it's something that shouldn't be said, then no one should do it. But if someone's doing it, then everyone can do it. Yeah. And it's, you're just going to have to go from there. If you feel some type of way about it, you got to address it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that people should say the N-word. Whomever says the N-word, hey, yeah, I'm going to have to deal with you when I deal with you. But I'm not going around policing the world about it either. So,
yeah, that's another big thing I'm about to say, too. Kind of on the internet, everybody always joke like it's so mean. You could put up in a meme on Google or something. It's a lot of jokes that say, I'm going to say the N-word and like or something like that. It's so many of those jokes out there. It's
crazy. Yeah. I've seen one where it's like they literally have the spelling of it. And yeah, it'll be like
something
spelling
else.
And it'll be like Tigger. And then afterwards they'll blank out a few other ones and it'll be like Bigger. And then afterwards, and it's just like, why are you guys making this white man do this right here?
Yeah,
so many
think
of these words,
I'm like, is that like, are we the laughing stock sometimes? Like, y'all just everybody just joking, like what?
I feel like for me, I've had this experience before where I got called a nigga by a white person at a bar. What pissed me off wasn't even the fact that she said it. It was the fact that she felt like she could say it because I was, but like she felt comfortable because I'm like, you're not calling nobody else white in here the nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So why do you feel like just because I'm black, it's okay to say, you know, that was what pissed me off. So I feel like that's where it's like, okay, y'all not calling each other that. So don't think that you know, understand me enough as a black person to feel comfortable enough to say something that you don't even know if I want to hear. You just assume because I'm black. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, everybody black. No, you don't know me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're not calling no white person in here cracker. What, you know, like none of that. Like you ain't calling it. So I'm just like, that's when I think it becomes an issue where you think you understand the culture enough and you have the slightest idea, and don't put in the necessary education and the work to understand why what you're doing is offensive.
I don't see a lot of jokes about that either. that word, it's crazy.
Yeah, like you ain't calling no honky. When you gonna call your white comrade a honky? You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna talk to each other like that,
right?
Or any other funny white? They don't have as many funny ones as they got for us.
I mean, there's a list that was on TikTok going around.
Sun Dodger is a good one.
Mine's had made that list. One of mine's had made that list. I was proud. Mayo Musketeers.
Okay.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
I was very proud of that. Good. When they won I was like, oh, they seen me.
Yeah. I like that. I love Sun Dodger.
One thing I hate is like, I really don't even want it to be like a race versus race thing. It's just like, it's just the way people treat people, you know? It's like,
bring it on.
Like, it's 2025 now. Like, come on, can we at least come together, chill and all that? Like, why we gotta.
And Farrakhan said it 25, maybe 30 years ago. Because somebody asked that same question in the audience.
Yeah.
And he was like, the desire for us all to come together is beautiful.
Yeah.
But the reality is y'all are never going to allow that to happen, because if you do, not only do you have to acknowledge all the wrong you've done since the beginning of life, but then you have to also take a step back and take a step down, and you're not going to do that. So it sounds good in theory, but let's just be real.
I mean, we'll go back far enough. Everybody got dirt, but it's all right.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But when you go in history and you do all the research, the beginning of time, it's always been the white man.
Somebody got a bigger path.
Always.
I had to read that book.
I mean, when you think of it, they are
Does have its plague that specific group has. Europe has specifically done to Asia, Africa, and each other lands, like, you know.
Fairly big.
Yeah. For sure.
I don't know about beginning of life.
But people also, because I always tell people this too, like, it was a trade at first.
Right.
It was a slave trade. So y'all gave them some perfumes and some leather jackets and some muskets and stuff like that. There's a couple hundred people went on about your day, you know? So at the end of the day, it's also like a, damn, why'd y'all trade me over to them? And it's like, people always say, but this has nothing to do with stereotypes as well, but people always say, let's go back to Africa, but at the same time, it's like Africa got its own stuff going on, and you haven't been
sure as hell, dude.
There are places that will take you, but you also have to understand that you're not them. They have a different culture, so on and so forth. And so you have to be understanding and respecting of that, because since then we've become our own people. And so, I don't know.
And the people who say that, their ancestors probably weren't even from here. Yeah, they just love throwing that out there.
But yeah, I definitely think, like you said, it's the whole thing of taking a step back and taking a step down. Anybody who has had power or is in power or the balance, the scale was tipped in their favor is never going to want to turn it in the opposite direction.
No,
probably not.
Absolutely.
And I don't think, some people believe that they do want that, but we are all creatures of habit and we don't like change. So they are going to feel threatened by said change. If we are to treat scales to be equal, they are going to.
Reality.
That's just the reality of it. Whether they have good intentions or not.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hmm.
So
where we draw the line, I don't know.
I don't know. Y'all have to tell us in the comments.
Don't know.
Yeah.
You about to say something?
There's also like a few stereotypes just with groups, and as you know, this is the Blurred Podcast. You know, nerds not having good hygiene.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think that's a pretty funny common one.
Right.
And but it's like also when you go to a convention, though, you're going to be like, dang, they should have had deodorant at the dough.
Yeah.
So, I think that one is pretty interesting. That's what I wanted to mention.
I might stand at the dough. I might buy a big old basket of travel size deodorants when I go to my first one and just hand it to everybody.
No, it looks bad because, like, when you're a nerd, you're like, everybody be thinking you don't wear deodorant and stuff. It's like nah, I bathe. I put deodorant on.
That part.
That's mental illness for real.
That assumption kills me.
That's mental illness. Why don't you smell yourself is what I'm trying to say. You got on these hot-ass costumes and you just think, oh, I'm okay. Mental illness, bro.
And then some people do use that all natural deodorant, which I mean, good for you, but
it don't smell like spring.
It don't help with the odor.
But it ain't no Old Spice Fiji.
It's for tea, man.
You smell like a.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know we know, like, everybody in this podcast, like, for those listening, we know everybody got their own stereotypes, but you know, we just talking about ours, you know.
Stereotypes all across the board. Let us know if we left anything out.
One last thing too.
What I wish.
When it becomes hurtful to another race, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you say a joke about fried chicken to me. I might, you know, it might make me look at you funny. I'm gonna see where it's going, where the conversation going. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna like react off that first one. I'm just saying. Because like usually
you see that drumstick.
Because a big thing for them is like they don't season their food. And I've definitely been to some houses where they season food.
You know what's crazy?
I've also been to some houses where they ain't seasoned food.
You know what's crazy about that? Not seasoning food. But they put too much sugar in the Kool-Aid when they try to make Kool-Aid, though.
I have been places where they didn't put no sugar in Kool-Aid.
You can taste the, it's too sweet, but you can't taste when your food don't have, like, don't taste good. Like, that's crazy.
See, now you make it up.
I feel like maybe they drown it out in sauce. I don't know.
That's crazy, though. That's crazy to me.
But I'm saying the point was
crazy too, real quick too, when y'all do that.
The point was, like, you know, when it becomes like, oh, I make a joke about you not seasoning food, and you make a slavery joke. Now we're like, all right, that was two different types of jokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm about to say. Like when they said joke, something racist and all that, and then you say something back and they all crybaby and hurt. It's like, you the bad guy when they started it. Like, yeah. Nah. That junk crazy.
Can't go Karen.
Right.
You know, tell them where we're from, man. Come in.
What do you say?
Tell them where we're from, man. Go ahead and shout stuff out.
Oh.
Why you said it like that? Why you say it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not telling them where I'm from.
Same thing. Like, what?
He doxing.
Hey, appreciate y'all listening, man. The following is growing every day. For those that are new, check us out across all social media platforms. Just type in Blurred and Beyond, we're gonna pop up. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our entertainment page on Facebook, The Black Space Rangers, where I promise you, the people that post on there, they get it first, you know. And if you know, we don't repeat no posts. So, you know, whoever puts it out there first is who puts it out there first.
I don't know, you pause too long.
We sure delete it if it's repeated.
Yeah, we delete it if you repeat.
Yes, it's going.
Put that on shirt.
Shout out to our boy Cosmic Ranger to Buzz.
Yeah, man.
Like,
bring him back.
I'm kind of biased. It is our favorite guest so far.
Like, oh yeah,
I really hope to see you guys next season, as well as I hope that everybody watching tunes in next season, because I'm pretty sure that they got some amazing things planned for everyone. And yeah. I'm very grateful to be here for the season finale of season 9.
Oh, yeah.
That's still crazy.
That's so crazy to hear, bro.
I don't even remember when we started. That's bad.
Wow. Yeah,
was it April? April 2023? Something like that.
About August.
Might have been August.
We started July. We started July.
Okay.
July. Oh, we everybody ball.
Okay.
Mostly it was 2023.
I believe it was like July 12th. If it wasn't July 12th, it was July 27th.
Okay.
Mm. Dang, bro.
Dang, man.
Dang, that's crazy, though.
Go ahead.
Well,
always remember,
go beyond.
Why say?